and 它的 implication 到底是什么？有什么意义？
And so he uses this indicative aorist sensor in order to explain to them their past experiences and what it actually means.
所以他说，当你受洗的时候。
And so he says that when you were baptized,
或者当你相信的时候，
or when you believed,
当然保罗常常把受洗 跟相信放在一起谈。
Often Paul does use the baptism and the belief together.
如果你相信了以后，你自然受洗；如果你没有相信，受洗又没用。因此，相信跟受洗啊，他常常把它合在一起谈。
The belief and the baptism obviously are very close because once we believe, we are baptized.But if we're baptized without believing, of course, it means nothing.
所以保罗说，你受洗，你相信你受洗的时候，有两件事发生，你不要忘掉。
And so he reminds them that there are two things that they must not forget, and that is when they were baptized, things do happen in this way.
就是当你受洗的时候，你与基督同死。
And that is one, when we are baptized, we die with the Lord.
为什么？就刚才在第四章第五章保罗所讲的说，我们在亚当里面。都犯了罪，我们在亚当里面都死了，照样在基督里面，基督死的时候，我们跟基督一起同死；我们在基督里面活，基督在复活的时候，我们跟基督一同复活。原因就在那里。
And so reasoning goes as follows: when Adam died, sinned, we died. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, we died with him. And when he rose from the dead, we rose with him.
我刚才没有时间讲，也许我现在可以补充一点了，可以帮助我们了解这些为什么缘故亚当死掉我们就死掉的那件事，大家可以看得清楚。
So I'd like to explain now why is it that when Adam died, we died also.
我刚才那里圣经告诉我们说说亚当犯罪的时候，我们在亚当里面犯罪，所以结果亚当犯罪以后死掉，所以我们在亚当里面众人都死了。
And when Adam sinned, as we had talked about earlier, we sinned with him, and when Adam died, we died with him.
其实今天呢，有一些人呢，死不是因为他个人犯罪而死的。
There are people who die, not because they individually sinned.
我故意停几分钟让你想一想。
Just a pause for you to think about it.
我们知道有一些小孩子啊，刚刚生下来几个月，他还不晓得能够分别好坏的时候啊，他死掉了。
There are babies who die shortly after birth. They have not had the opportunity to distinguish between right and wrong, and they die.
所以他自己还没犯罪。
They have not sinned themselves.
他死掉了。
And yet they do die.
为什么他会死？
Why do they die?
就是因为亚当的缘故。
It is because of Adam.
所以那个事实我们看得很清楚，对不对？
So that fact we see very clearly.
其实保罗先把我们很容易看得到、我们看得清楚的事实摆在我们的面前，然后再告诉我们比较难了解的事，告诉我们。
And so Paul states a very clear fact that we can understand before he goes into a more difficult.
意思他就说，因为我们眼睛看得到今天有些人呢，不是因为他的犯罪，可是他死掉了，就是原因，就是因为亚当的死，在造成他的死。
There are people today that will die without having sinned, and this death is simply because Adam had died, and he dies because of Adam.
这个事实我们很容易了解。
This fact is easy to understand.
所以保罗说，你既然容易了解这一点的话，你想啊，因此同样的，基督死的时候，我们所有一切今天愿意在基督里面的人与基督同死；基督复活的时候，照样我们愿意在基督里面的人，由于我们的自由选择，我们愿意在基督里面的人与基督一起复活。
And so similarly, when Jesus died, we who made the free choice of being with him.Have died with him, and when he arose, we who made the free choice of life live with him.
所以当我们相信他，当我们就是借着我们的相信，我们与基督联合在一起，或者因我们的受洗与基督联合在一起的时候，我们就与基督同死，我们就与基督同活。
And so those of us who decided to have the baptism with him, we then die with Jesus and we live with Jesus.
来，与基督同死是什么？就是向罪死。
When we die with Jesus, what it means is that we die to sin.
与基督同活，我们是向神而活。
And when we live with Jesus, it means that we live to God.
那到底我们想一想，圣经所说的死跟活有什么关系？
And
有什么意思？
Try to understand what it means when the Bible talks about death and living.
一个人死掉以后
A person who is dead.
也许，如果你有时间的话，你可以试试看。做一个实验，
You might want to try this experiment.
我不是要叫你实验死啊，你不要把我话听着，我还没讲完。
Not that I want you to die for this experiment.
我说你要做一个做实验呢、啊，你跑到一个坟墓的墓地里面去啊。
You can go to a cemetery.
那里有一个人死掉，埋在那里，对不对
？There's someone who's buried there.
你在那里啊，你骂他，看看他会不会反应。
You can scold the person, see if there's any reaction.
或者你到那夸奖他，你说你这个世界上最好的人了、啊。哎呀，我如果没有你的话，我就死掉了。什么？你跟他讲最好的话，看看他就会，嘿，很高兴，他会不会？
And you can praise him and tell him all the good things about him and see if he has any reaction.
他根本不会反应。
There is no reaction.
所以什么叫死呢？死叫根本不会反应。
Death is no reaction.
所以向罪死是什么呢？就是你就不会向罪起反应。
And what it means to be dead to sin means that we have no reaction to sin.
向神活就是你会跟神当中有一个很活泼的反应。
To live to God means that we have a very strong reaction, a good reaction to God.
那其实保罗告诉我们说，我们与基督同死跟与基督同活两者分不开的。
Indeed, in Paul's expression, to die with Jesus and to live with Jesus are two things closely tied together.
这两个不能分开。
It cannot be separated.
其实与基督同死是一个手段，与基督同活是我们的目标。
And the method being dying with Jesus and living with Jesus.Is similar and the goal is the same.
因此啊，这个保罗说，我们与基督同死以后啊，我们从今以后不再做罪的奴仆。
And so when Paul says, we will die with Jesus, it means that we will no longer be slaves to sin.
第六章第六节这么说啊，因为我们知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
In verse 6 of chapter 6, it says that we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed and we might no longer be enslaved to sin.
其实啊，这里所说的叫我们的罪人死，叫我们的罪身灭绝啊，意思并不是说我们里面有一个旧人，我们里面有一个啊罪身叫他完全死掉，所以硬把他压死掉，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that with this sinful body we're going to just crush it and make it dead in this physical sense.
我也许可以啊、OK, 我先讲什么叫罪身。
Maybe I should explain what it means to have a sinful body.
罪身啊、其实不是 sinful body, 应该讲说 body of sin, OK?
Or the body of sin.
这里面有不一样的地方。Okay. Okay, 那罪身啊，并不是说我们里面有两个身体，一个身体叫罪身，一个身体叫什么东西啊？那罪身要再让隔掉，不是那个意思、啊。
It doesn't mean that there are two parts of our body. One part is sinful body, and another part another part.
其实这里所说的罪身，或者英文比较好讲一点，就是说 body of sin 啊，意思就是说 the body which is controlled by sin. 罪身呢、啊，就是。我们整个这个人呢、啊，是被罪恶控制的，这个叫罪身。
It is a whole body that is controlled by sin is the body of sin.
那使这个罪身灭绝，意思就是说啊，从今以后，当我们这个身体不再被这一个罪来控制以后啊，所谓这个罪身就灭绝掉了。
When it talks about the body of sin being destroyed, it means that we are no longer.Controlled and enslaved by sin.
我现在讲一个例子，这个例子不是很好，因为恐怕有人会把我误会掉。
I'd like to give an example, but it's not an entirely appropriate example, and so just don't misunderstand.
不过我还是讲，希望各位不要把我的话听错了啊。
Just be careful and don't misinterpret this.
不要把我的意思啊讲错了，我要先讲清楚，我要先声明清楚，所以你不要把我意思乱讲错啊。
I just don't misinterpret it. It's important.
我可以这么说啊
，We can say，
中国人王守仁在19啊，我讲一个好故事好了，我讲个故事比较好一点，好教育。
Let me tell a story。
我在1972年呢、啊，那个时候我在 Asbury 教书。
In 1972, I was teaching at Asbury。
那有一天呢、啊，我去上课。
One day I went to the school。
大概是礼拜三的样子，我忘了，就是有一天，但是礼拜三。
Something like on a Wednesday.
那一堂课完以后，要下课讲，我跟学生讲。
At the end of the class, I told the students.
我说这一课程啊，直到今天为止是一个由一个中国教授来教的。
This series has been taught to you by a Chinese professor.
我告诉他们说，明天呢，我不能在这里。
Tomorrow I cannot be here.
那后天开始啊，这堂课开始要有一个美国人来教书。
On the day after, there will be an American professor.
那我跟他们讲的时候啊，他们最初还摸不到什么头绪啊。
And when I said that, they didn't quite understand it.
所以他们呢，我一讲说，他们就。好像很失望的样子。
And they were kind of surprised or shocked.
然后来想一想啊。
And then they thought
about it. 他们就站起来给我鼓掌。
And then they stood up and they clapped their hands.
他们说，谢谢你啊，这个学期已经过了超快了一半左右。这个学期我们从你那里学了很多东西。他们都给我鼓掌。
And so they thanked me.
表示感谢。
They were very appreciative of all that I taught them.
那礼拜三我真的不在家，不在那里。
And that next day I wasn't there.
因为我到法庭去了。
Because I went to the court.
不是因为我犯罪哦。
Not because I committed any crime.
我不要告诉各位为什么。
I won't tell you what it was.
那礼拜四。
That's on Thursday.
有些学生知道了。
And some of the students knew that.
知道我又回到我的办公室去。
That I returned to my office.
后来他们想到了啊，原来如此。所以啊，我进去上我要上课的时候，一进到教室里面去啊，他们把一个很大的美国国旗挂在那个讲台上。
Then they caught it, and so they put the American flag on the screen.
我一走进去啊
，So when I walked in,
他们站起来唱美国国歌。
They got up and sang the national anthem.
他们说欢迎美国教授来教我们。
Welcome American professor to teach us.
那结果是谁教？还是我教
？I was still teaching.
原因是什么？原因就是那个礼拜天呢，我到美国法院去宣誓。拿美国国籍
Because that day I had gone to the American Immigration Service Naturalization Service to become an American citizen
所以从一方面讲起来啊中国人王守仁死掉了对不对
So in a sense the Chinese person Joseph Wang had died
可是那个美国人王守仁就在那里啊在那里教书
And then the American Joseph Wang standing there teaching
可是啊其实这个王守仁有没有死掉
？Is it that I had died？
还是一样，对不对
？The same person。
在那一天以前呢、啊，中华民国的政府啊，有权柄把我的护照取消。
And that day, the Chinese government could take away my passport。
如果他们愿意的话，他们当然不会了。不过就如果愿意的话
，If they wanted to，
我没有犯什么罪。
they could, of course.、
Right.可是啊，从那一天以后啊，就我宣誓成美国公民以后啊，现在我也不带中国护照。
And the next day I become an American national, and so I would not be carrying the Chinese passport.
所以我讲啊，就是说啊，中国的王守仁死掉了。
And so the Chinese person of Joseph Wang had died.
现在活着的不再是中国的王守仁，现在活着是美国人王守仁。
And so the, now the one that's living is not the Chinese nationality, Joseph Wang, but the American nationality, Joseph Wang.
你懂了这个意思啊？你不要把我的意思讲说翻译。我的意思就是说啊，是什么意思？这里告诉我们说，我们的旧人死掉是什么意思
？And so here it says, when our old man has died,
就是说我们从前被罪恶管住。现在已经不在罪恶管住了，我们就可以说我们的旧人死掉了。其实不是你这个人就进在棺材里面，不是那个意思。
And that is in the old self, it was enslaved to sin, and therefore that has died, and now we have become a new person. But that doesn't mean that we have died and to be in the tomb.
有听懂我的意思
？Do you understand that？
我再讲一个例子。
Let me give another example.
我忘了这位女士是刘七红刘七明啊。刘七明、yeah.
And Margaret here
这个刘七明啊有一天呢、啊、有一天刘七明死掉了
One day Margaret died
那现在活着已经不再是刘七明
And now the one that's living is not no longer Margaret
因为现在活着是沈运生太太
Because now that's living is Mrs. Chen
所以你看 你今天呢、啊比如说在这个 Purdue 的这个他们还没有结婚以前呢不你还没结婚以前你还没有教书吧、好那最好哦很好
so,
他们还没有结婚以前呢
before they were married
他是刘七明
she was Margaret Liu
对，他不是神学生态的啊。
He was not Mrs. Vincent.
所以在 Peru 的他们教授有什么 social gathering， 他们只请神学生的，他没有资格去。
So social gathering, they would invite Vincent Chen, but not her.
刘启明是没有资格去的，真的，刘启明是没有资格去的。
And Margaret Liu would not have the qualifications to go.
可是有一天刘启明死掉了。
But one day, Margaret Liu died.
现在活着的不再是刘启明，而是神学生太太。
And now that's living is not Margaret Liu, but Mrs. Vincent Chen.
所以现在啊，他们 Peru 教授开什么 social gathering 呢？神学生太太可以去了。
And so if the professors at Purdue have a social gathering, then she can go.
你懂得我的意思？我不是 pick on you， 我是故意一个例子啊。就是这样子啊。所以就是说，并不是我这个人死掉。
It's not that myself have died.
而是我跟罪当中的关系，以及我与基督当中的关系改变。
And that is my relationship with sin has changed, and my relationship with Jesus has changed.
为了这个缘故啊
，for this reason.
所以就说我们的旧人死掉了。
So we say that our old self has died.
我的旧人是从前被这个罪管理、罪的奴仆的这个旧人死掉。
And that is my old self that has been controlled by sin, that has been enslaved by sin.
那我现在的新人是什么呢？我现在新人是不再受罪的罪管理，而今天是受基督管理的。这个就是我的新人。
And my new self is now the one that is controlled by Jesus.
其实虽然我这个肉体的细胞没有改变。
And although my physical body, my cells haven't changed,
可是因为我与罪的关系跟与基督的关系改变。
But my relationship with sin and with Jesus has changed.
Okay, 为了这个缘故，保罗所说的旧人呢、啊，旧人就是这个意思，旧人死掉，我的罪身灭绝。
And so he says, my old self has died, and my sinful body of sin has now been destroyed.
好，这样完以后啊，第十一节跟十四节。
So then in verse 11 to 14,
很重要，开始用 imperative mode present tense, 就是现在时式这个命令式来讲。
And so he uses the imperative present tense now in this section that is in a command form.
啊，这个意义很深啊。
And so it is a very important deep meaning here.
就是说啊，我们 ,OK, 我们与基督同死，我们与基督同活，这是过去的事。
That is, we have died with Jesus, we have lived with Jesus, and that's in the past form.
这是一个过去的事实，所以是用 indicative mood 来表示。
It's in the past form, and so therefore he uses the indicative mood.
那是什么意思呢？
And what does that mean?
这个就是神的作为。
That is the work of God.
这里啊，是用命令语态，用现在时。
And this now uses the imperative present tense.
人的责任
because it is now man's responsibility.
那我们讲啊，这个啊，这里所用的是我刚才所说用命令式，而且是用现在时式。
And here it uses imperative present tense.
好，这个命令式我们听懂。
Imperative tense, we understand.
就是保罗命令我们要去做什么，对不对？
That is, Paul commands us to do something.
圣灵借着保罗向我们命令什么，做什么？
The Spirit through Paul has commanded us to do something.
可是，在命令语态里面的现代式啊，我们中文没有，所以我要解释。
Since the Chinese does not have this tense, I'd like to explain this a little bit more.
在希腊文的这个命令语态现代式，他所强调的一点就是说，你要继续这样去做，继续不断这样去做。
In the Greek imperative present mood, it means that we need to continually do this.
所以这里很妙啊，保罗告诉我们说，过去的事实，我们已经与基督同死了，我们已经与基督同活了。
And so Paul says that in the past, we have already died with Christ and lived with Christ.
我们已经与基督同死，向罪死了。
That is, we already died with Christ, we have become dead.
我们与基督同活是向神活着。
We have lived with Jesus, and so that means we are living to God.
这是过去神为我们造成的一个事实。
And so this is a fact that God has made for us.
如果是这样的话，保罗说，如果这样的话，你从今以后需要继续不断的看自己向罪死，看自己向神活。
And so now Paul says that we now need to continually see ourselves as having been dead to sin and having living now to God.
基督徒的生活、啊、很重要，这一点很重要，大家不要忘掉。
The Christian life is very important.
基督徒的生活有神为我们成就的一面， 有我们应该尽的本分。
In the Christian life, there is on the one hand, God's work in us, and on the other hand, our responsibility.
神为我们成就了一些事。
What God has done for us on one hand,
因为神为我们成就了那些事，所以我们今天基督徒有我们应该尽的本分。
Because of what God has done for us, now we Christians can have this responsibility.
所以你千万不要靠神救我了，我已经神，神已经拯救我了。
So we can't say that now since that God has now saved me.
对，很好，我是神的儿子，我已经被得救了。
I am now God's son, and so I am saved.
从今以后我什么都不管。
So whatever, I don't need to do anything anymore.
什么都不做。
I don't have to do anything.
绝不。
No.
各位弟兄姊妹们，各位朋友们，我告诉各位一件事。
Dear brothers and sisters, I want to tell you something very important.
我们还没有得救以前，神给我们自由意志。
Before we were saved, God gave us a free will.
OK.就是我们，其实我应该讲清楚一点，我们生下来我们就有自由意志。
When we are born, we have freedom, we have a free will.
如果我们没有自由意志的话，我们就不是人。
If we do not have the free will, we are not a man.
我们得救以后，
After we are saved,
神没有把我们变成一个机器。
God did not make us into a machine.
我们得救以后，我们照样有继续有自由意志。
When we are saved, we continue to have freedom of choice, of free will.
所以并不是我们得救以后我什么都不管了，就好像这个，好像这个机器一样，它什么都不管，躺在那里，要光，要亮，要洗，总随我操纵，不是的。
And we're not like this machine, so that I can do anything I want with this machine. Turn it on, turn it off.
基督徒并不是一部机器。
The Christian is not a machine.
所以神为我们成就了一切以后，神还是要我们，神还是 expects， 神还是要我们有我们应该尽的责任。
And so when God has saved us, He still has expectations of our responsibility.
所以保罗在这里才用这个记述式讲到神为我们成就了这些事。
And so Paul uses the indicative aorist tense here.
然后呢，他用这一个命令式 imperative mood.
And then subsequently he uses the imperative mood.
意思就是说
，What it means is.
好，我讲一个例子，也许可以帮助各位了解。
Let me give another example to help you understand it.
我刚才讲那个沈教授，不好意思，我现在再换一个人。
I'm going to pick on someone else now.
朱弟兄，朱弟兄。
Brother Chu.
朱弟兄是在这个 Colgate Company 做事，对不对？
Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble. Procter & Gamble.
Okay, Procter & Gamble. 那个公司做 Colgate 的，对啊，不是啊，错了啊。
Yes,
yes. Crystal Clear. 我不管了，就是他的公司就是啊。Procter & Gamble, okay.
Since he works at Procter & Gamble.
我知道啊，几年前啊，他去 apply 那个工作，我知道。
I know that years ago he applied for the job.
那他到 apply 以后，那个公司啊就决定把他请做工程师。
And so the company decided to employ him as an engineer.
啊，那工程师已经聘了他做工程师了。
And they have agreed to take him on as an engineer.
哦，朱弟兄很高兴，因为他那个时候找工作的时候不太简单，所以找到了很高兴。这是我家有家畜啊。
I'm making up a story. When he got the job, he was so excited because it was difficult to get a job.
他上班去了。
So he went to work.
他进到他办公室里面。
And he walked into the office.
我是这里的，我是 Procter & Gamble 的那个工程师。
I'm a Procter & Gamble engineer.
他一天到晚在工厂里走来走去，我是你们的公司的工程师。
So he walked around the factory, the company, and said, I am an engineer of this company.
事情都不做，一天到晚不做，他在走来走去，我是你们公司的工程师。
So he doesn't do any work, he just walks around and tells everybody that I am an engineer of Procter & Gamble.
你看他能够留下来多久？
How long do you think that they will retain him?
即使这样啊，他的 boss 会告诉他说，朱世培，你既然是这里的工程师， I'm like one, I'm like an engineer. 对不对？
And so his boss will call him on the carpet and say, if you are an employee, you have to act like one.
你既然是工程师，你应该做工程的工作啊。
If you are an engineer, you have to do the work of an engineer.
你并不能说我是工程师，你天天睡觉。
You can't say that you're an engineer, and how come you sleep all day?
照样啊，神告诉我们。
God tells us.
你并不能说我已经有基督同死了，已经有基督同活了。
Mm-hmm. They say, oh, I have already died with Jesus and lived with Jesus.
保罗就说，你既然与基督同死，你既然与基督同活，你应该 act like it， 照样去做。
And Paul says,
采取适当的行动。
Since you have died with Jesus and lived with Jesus, you should act like one and you should do accordingly.
所以你千万不要也说我是基督徒了。
And so you shouldn't say, well, I'm a Christian.
我什么都不管了。
I don't care.
如果你是基督徒的话，你的生活行动应该像一个基督徒。
Then your life and what you do should be like a Christian.
所以圣经里面我们千万不要忘掉，圣经里面不但有计数式，而也有命令式。圣经里面有 both indicative mode and imperative mode.
In the Bible, it does have both of these modes, as we must remember, indicative and imperative.
而且更妙的是说，我们的命令是命令于太，是建立在祭数于太身上。
And most importantly, our imperative mode is dependent on our indicative past.
如果 Procter & Gamble 没有请他当工程师，
If Procter & Gamble had not employed him as an engineer,
他不是那里的工程师。
He is not an engineer of their company.
他到里面去说。要做工程师应该做的工作，像这个工人说：“哎，我叫你做要做的，人家你都不理他了。”
And if he goes in and he orders people around to do things, nobody would take any heed of him.
所以他先要被请做工程师，然后来做应该做工程师应该做的工作。
And so he first has to be employed as an engineer before he can do the work of an engineer there.
对不对？照样，我们基督徒一样。
And similarly, Christians are the same.
我们跟基督先跟基督徒同时跟基督同死，跟基督同活，然后我们的生活应该与这个相称，采取适当的行动。
And so we need to have died with Jesus, live with Jesus, and then we can do the work.
这个保罗是在这里 make 概言呢，这个是我自己造出来的话，我不晓得听懂不懂。意思就是说 general statement 的意思。
And so now Paul makes a general statement.
OK， 概言大概对是吧？我讲不是比较好的话。OK， 十二节跟十三节。他跟我们讲到具体的细节 specific 讲到 细节
after the general statement in verse 11 he
十二节跟十三节他跟我们讲到具体的细节 specific 讲到 细节
after the general statement in verse 11 he goes now to 12 and 13 and makes a specific comments
如果你像罪死的话你就从今以后不应该叫罪在你身上作王
If we have died to sin, then we should no longer allow sin to have reign over us.
如果你向神活的话，你应该把自己献给神。
If we are living to God, then we should offer up ourselves to God.
而且这里啊，我还要解释啊，不用罪作王，意思就是用现在时事命令式的禁止来讲的。这个如果太专门的话，你不管了。我把这意思告诉各位。
This is getting a little specific, but nevertheless,
technical.
It means that we are using the present imperative prohibitive mood to describe the fact that we will no longer allow sin to reign over us.
那个文法的意义是什么呢
？And what is the meaning of the grammar?
就说如果现在罪在你身上作王的话，你立刻不准他。
And that is to say, if you now presently have sin reigning in you, you should no longer allow it to do so.
如果现在罪没有在你身上作王的话，你继续不断的，永远不要让他做你作王。
And if sin is not operative in you, you will never allow it to have action.
很重要，所以我再讲一次。
It's very important, so let me restate it.
如果罪现在你身上作王的话，你立刻叫他不做你的王啊，不再做你的王。
If sin is now reigning in you, we should take it away from us.
如果现在罪没有在你身上作王的话，你应该继续不断的不让他做你的王。
But if sin is not operative in you, you should prohibit it from acting in you.
可是保罗在这里说啊，要将自己献给神啊，哎，他现在并不是用 present， 他现在是用 aorist tense， 用 imperative， 就是用过去式，用命令语态。
But then when he says that we should offer up ourselves to God, then he used the aorist sort of past tense and the imperative mood.
那你说说意思啊，专门的话我不讲，我讲意思好了。意思是什么意思？
And what it means is just...
就是说你应该决定性的 decisively, 决定性的一次把自己完全献给神。
You should in a very decisive way offer ourselves once and for all to God.
所以啊神既然为我们成就了这些救恩，我们的责任是什么呢？我们的责任就是要继续不断的不让罪做我们的王， 一次决定性的把自己完全献给神。
And that is to say, since God has done what he has done in our lives, then we are no longer to have sin reign in our lives in the present imperative sense, and yet also we need to once and for all offer up ourselves to God.
第14节告诉我们为什么缘故保罗叫我们这样做的这个命令的根基跟理由。
And then in verse 14, it explains the foundation, the reasons why Paul is telling us to do so.
你应该做原因是什么呢？第14节。
In verse 14, it says,
罪绝必不能做你们的王，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under law, but under grace.
他这里说啊，你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下，是什么意思呢？
What does it say when it says you are no longer under law, but you are under grace?
请各位看加拉太书3:23-29给我们那个回答。
In Galatians 3:23-29, it explains that.
加拉太书3:23-29
Galatians 3:23-29
好我们来念啊
Let us read it
也许啊好我念23节请各位念24节念英文也好念国语也好
That's, I'll read 23 and you can respond with 24
我们念到29节啊
To 29
但这因信得救的理还没有了以前我们被看守在律法之下就劝到那将来的真道显明出来
So that the law was our custodian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith
但这因信得救的理既然来到我们从此就不在师父的手下了
For in Christ Jesus you are all sons of God through faith
你们受洗归入基督的都是背戴基督了
There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus.
你们既属于基督，就是亚伯罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。好，这里的圣经呢，跟你们讲，我不晓得，我要讲那个师父的问题啊，也许我讲一下。
The verses in the Bible are here, can be explained in this way.
那里啊，加太书啊。3:24说这样律法是我们圣盟的师父引我们到基督那里
Verse 24 says the law was our custodian until Christ came that we might be justified by faith
OK 我们中文把它翻成师父那个字啊
The word custodian here
中文可能没有那个字可以翻所以不得不翻成师父可是翻成师父实在是错
The Chinese translation of it as a teacher, 师父
师父呀，师父其实错误的。
It is not exactly appropriate.
Custodian 也不是很好的翻译，也不太准确。
Custodian also is not exactly.
因为本来就没有这个东西，今天我们没有这个东西，所以很难讲。所以难怪他们啊。
There's no such word really in the translation, and so.
这个字本来就是 pedagogos.
It's this word here.
就是 pedagogos. 那 pedagogos 是什么？我可以解释。很难，我没有办法翻，可是我可以解释。
I can't translate it, but I can explain that.
比如说啊，假若说啊，我不是，不过假若说，我是希腊时代，就是第一世纪的时代的一个很有钱的希腊人。
If I was living in the first century, a Greek and very wealthy.
当然你知道，我现在不活在第一世纪，我也不是有钱人啊。不过我是假设，做这个故事啊。
Let's say this would be a story there.
那因为我是很有钱的希腊人、啊、所以我家里面有一大堆奴隶
And because I'm a very wealthy Greek I would have many slaves
那当然了我有自己我有孩子
And I have my own children
那我这个孩子、啊、要上学的话因为古时候根本没有 school bus 所以、啊、我这个小孩子、啊、要去上学、啊、要走一段很长的路到学校去
And so my child if he had go to school he would have to go a long way and there are no school buses
那在这一段很长可能要走一两个钟头就 one way 就一
Each way he may have to go 1 or 2 miles
OK 那这个小孩子、啊、你从这里走到学校走一两个钟头
1 or 2 hours sorry
那么长时间呢他我也不管他没有人管他他可以不听话尤其是小孩子很顽皮的
And so since children are very naughty and no one is taking care of them
所以啊我就从我的奴隶里面呢、啊、找一个选一个做我的指派他做我的孩子的 pedagogos
and so I would select out one of my slaves to do this function
那这个 pedagogos 的工作并不是教导他
And this word is a meaning that this person is not really to teach him.
这个 pedagogos 的工作啊，乃是要陪着我的孩子，带他从我家里带他到学校去。
And that is to bring this child from the home to the school.
从我家到学校这段一两个钟头当中啊，这个 pedagogos 的责任就是要保护这个小孩子不会被人家打。
And so
the
pedagogos is really there to guide and guard the child when he goes along the way.
同时另外一方面呢 pedagogos 的责任呢乃是要我叫了孩子说我不准你啊到什么地方去偷人家的东西啊 不应该做什么事我各个小孩子不可以做这些事啊这个 pedagogos 的责任乃是要执行我的命令叫这个孩子遵守。
The pedagogos would also have the function of stopping the child from doing things that he should not do.
他到了学校以后就交给他的老师了，他的 teacher.
And when he arrives at the school, then he is to be given to the teacher there.
在学校学了几个钟头以后，他又回来了。
And then he has to learn at the school for some hours.
他又回来的时候，哎 ，pedagogos 又开始管他了，就把他带回来。
And then at the time when he's discharged from school, the pedagogos will take him back.
Okay, 那保罗在这里跟我们讲啊。
And so here Paul says,
保罗说神这个律法、啊、就是一个这样的一个 pedagogos.
And so he says the law is like a pedagogos.
所以这个律法的工作、啊、乃是要做这个 pedagogos 的工作。那等到耶稣就来以后，我们就不必在 pedagogos 底下了。
And so when Jesus comes, then we are no longer needing of this pedagogos.
所以我们不在 pedagogos， 不在律法底下，就表示说啊。耶稣基督神为我们预备的救恩已经 fulfilled 已经成全出来了。
Because when Jesus comes, then the salvation plan is now complete, and we no longer need the pedagogos.
因此啊，保罗在这一个罗马第六章十四节那里告诉我们的说，好，因为我们现在不在律法底下，我们在恩典底下的意思就是说啊，这个 pedagogos 这个时期已经过去了，现在神。为我们预备的福音已经整个成全在我们身上了。
So that we are no longer under the law, under the pedagogos, but now we are under sphere of grace.
刚才这个加拉太第三章底下告诉我们说、啊、我们不在pedagogos手下之后，我们就可以承受神向亚伯兰所应许的inheritance 这个基业。
And so then the rest of Galatians tells us that because of this, we are now heirs of Abraham, and we can now accept the inheritance of Abraham.
因此在罗马六章十四节说，我们不在律法以下，而在恩典底下的意思就是说，我们今天神的丰富的救恩 God's full salvation 已经成为 available to us， 我们今天已经可以承受这些了。
So Romans 6 says we are no longer under law but we are under grace and therefore we can now fully inherit God's plan of salvation for us.
为这个缘故我们今天呢就不要再让这个罪来管理我们，因为我们今天可以承受可以经验到神为我们预备的救恩，因此我们不必再让罪做我们的王。
For this reason, for the fact that now we can inherit this new plan, this plan of salvation under grace, we now will want to do all these things.
那问题来了，就有一个问题。
Now the problem arises.
因为这个第六章十四节那里说啊，我们不在律法底下，而在恩典底下。
In verse 14, it says that we are no longer under law, but we are under grace.
那就有一些人啊。就把那句话断章取义的说，哈，我们不在律法底下，我们在恩典底下。这样的话，那我们就可以自由犯罪了，因为我根本不受这个律法的，不再受这个律法的这个管理了。
But then there comes a problem because someone will take this sentence out of context and use it another way and say, well, since we are no longer under law but under grace, then we can sin.
因此保罗说 ，No， 绝不，你们错了。
So、
我给你回答
，No。
好，我们看他怎么回答法子、啊。
And what does he say?
保罗说啊，你会以为说，好，我们今天不在律法底下，我们在恩典底下就可以犯罪。你这种人会想这样的人呢、啊？你根本对于这个观念不清楚，对这个道德上的因果关系弄不清楚。
And he says to them that you who say this, you really don't quite understand what it means to be a slave or servant.
因为
the morality cause and effect relationships.
因为保罗说啊，
Because Paul says,
如果你顺从任何一个人，你就是那个人的仆人。
If you submit to anyone, you are the slave or the servant of that person.
如果你顺服罪，你就是罪的仆人。
If you are submissive to sin, then you are a slave to sin.
如果你顺服义，你就是义的仆人。
If you are submissive to righteousness, you are a slave of righteousness.
同时，你不要忘掉几件事。
And also, you should not forget certain things.
你要知道，你对神、对人、对罪的认识不够。
And you do not recognize enough the relationship between God and the sinner.
你要知道，神是圣洁的。
You must know that God is holy.
神会关心到我们道德上的顺服。
God will take into consideration, does care about our morality concepts.
我们人没有办法自己独立 而存在。
Man cannot be independent and not have any relationship with God.
人必须依靠神才能够活。
A man must depend on God in order to live.
而罪是什么呢？罪是不顺服神。
And sin, what it means? It means
当人跟神隔绝的话，就是人的死，人的死，对不对？
And that we will be separated from God, therefore it means that we will die.
因此啊，保罗说，如果你懂得这些真理的话，你就不会乱想说，我们既然不在恩典之下，我们既然在恩典底下，不在律法之下，我们就可以随便犯罪。保罗说，如果你懂得这些观念的话，你绝不会这么想。
And Paul says that if you understand all these concepts, then there is no way but that you would not say what you just said.
不但是这样，保罗说，你想想看，想想你过去的经验，你就可以晓得我现在这里所讲的这个真理。
And also he says, if you think back on what you have experienced, you will know what I mean.
保罗就告诉你，想想你过去的经验，你就晓得了。
In verse 17 to 23, he says that you should now think about what you have experienced before.
保罗说，你从前做罪的奴仆。
And he says that in the past, you were a slaves of sin.
那当你做罪的奴仆的时候，你跟义完全没有关系。
At that time, when you were slaves of sin, you had no relationship at all with righteousness.
保罗说啊，我们人啊。只有或者是做罪的奴仆，不然的话就做义的奴仆。
And Paul says, we can only either be one or the other. Either we are a slave of sin or a slave of righteousness.
没有中立地带。
There is no neutral ground.
没有说我也不属于罪，我也不属于神。
We can't say that I am not God's nor I and I am not sin's.
根本不可能。
That's impossible.
好，保罗在这里啊，又是用这个祭祀。既是于他用这一个过去式来讲
And Paul again uses the indicative aorist past tense
保罗在那里就是说你想想看你自己过去的这个生活怎么样
And Paul says that you should think about what your past experience
你自己的经验你自己的经验你就晓得了
From your own experience you should know
他说你从前呢、啊、做这个罪的奴仆的时候跟义完整一点关系都没有
When you were slaves of sin, you had no connection at all with righteousness.
可是十八节说，可是你既然从罪里面得了释放，就做了义的奴仆。
And in verse 18 it says, now that having been set free from sin, you now become slaves of righteousness.
保罗在这里跟他们讲一个很重要的话。
Paul says here something very important.
你既然从罪里面得了释放。
Now since you have been set free from sin,
automatically, 自然而然的。同时你就做了义的奴仆
Automatically, you will very naturally become a slave of righteousness
你不可能说我从罪的奴仆里面得到释放我现在也不要做别人的仆人我只有做我自己保罗说根本不可能
You cannot say that since I've been set free from being a slave to sin I will now not be a slave to anyone and I want to be myself
你看二十节保罗讲过句话啊
In verse 20 he says again
因为你们做罪的奴仆的时候就不被义约束了
When you were slaves of sin you were free in regard to righteousness
就是说、啊、你从前被罪管制的时候义对你没有关系
That is at the time when you were enslaved by sin you had no connection at all with righteousness
照样你今天成为义的奴仆以后你照样应当跟罪没有关系
But today that you are now a slave of righteousness you should have no relationship at all to sin
我再讲一个例子、啊、
Let me give you another example
这个例子不是很好，不过可以帮助各位了解保罗在这里所用的逻辑的。
It's not a very good example, but it might explain the logic that Paul is using.
一个人呢、啊，或者是独身，或者是结婚。
And a person may be single or married.
对不对？你要不是结婚的话，你就独身的，你还没结婚。
You're either single or you're married.
不过你结婚死掉了，也是算是没有结婚的啊。
Let's say
我的意思就是包括在内啊。 或者是你结婚，或者你没有结婚的，对不对？
You are either married or you're single.
你并不能够说我要我也要独身，同时一方我也要结婚。
I can't say that I'm both single and married.
什么东西？订婚呢？订婚还没结婚嘛？还是独身嘛？我的意思就是说啊
，My meaning is，
你不可能说啊，你不可能说，我也不要说，我也不要做一个结婚的人，我也不要做一个独身的人。
I can't say that I don't want to be a married person or a single person.
不可能对不对
？Can't say that.
在正常的情况底下。
Under usual circumstances.
因为我要讲一个例子啊，那个例子啊，因为有人要跟我辩驳。所以我说在正常情况，我先讲脑。在正常底下
，under usual circumstances，
你不可能说我也不要做男的，我也不做女的。
I can't say I want to be I don't want to be male or female。
在正常情况底下，你要不是男的，就是女的；你要不是女的，就是男的，对不对
？You're either male or female。
当然，那些有些人是中性的，是病态，那不要讲。
Of course, there are some diseases.
Okay, 一样。
Similarly，
保罗就说啊，你要晓得。
Paul says，
实在的情况，你过去从你的常识，从你过去的经验里面，你晓得，你要不是罪的奴仆，就是义的奴仆。你不能够一方面说，我也不要做义的奴仆，我也不要做这个罪的奴仆。
From your past experience, you know that you can't say that I don't want to be a sin or a slave of sin, and I don't want to be a slave of righteousness.
所以啊，保罗跟他们讲了那个事实以后，然后他要开始命令了，他要给 imperative 又开始来了。
And then Paul again goes into the imperative sense.
你既然晓得，你一定或者是罪的奴仆，或者是义的奴仆，没有其他的第三个可能性。
Since you know that you either have to be a slave of sin or a slave of righteousness.
因此他又命令我们说，因此啊，你们应该限自己，给罪给义做奴仆。
Thus he commands and says that we have to offer up ourselves to be a slave of righteousness.
他跟我们讲理由。
And then he explains.
理由是什么呢？
What is the explanation?
再强调一次。
He says once again.
因为没有中立地带。
There is no neutral ground there.
你要不是做义的奴仆，就是做罪的奴仆。
If you are not a slave of righteousness, you will be a slave of sin.
所以如果你愿意不做罪的奴仆的话，唯一的办法就是你限自己做义的奴仆。
If you do not want to be a slave of sin, then you can only be a slave of righteousness.
那如果你做罪的奴仆的话，你就跟义无关。
If you are a slave of sin, then you would have no connection, no relationship with righteousness.
其后果就是死。
And the result is death.
当然你不愿意。
Of course you don't want to.
因此啊，另外一个可能性就是你将自己献给义做奴仆，你做神的奴仆的话，你就跟罪无关，你就成了圣洁，结果就是得到永生。
And he says that since you now become a slave of God, then you would have no relation with sin, you will become sanctified and have eternal life.
OK, 我还有机会讲第七章一点点，所以至少明天的那压力不会那么大。
OK So、that
OK， 第七章第一节啊，又有一个问题来了。
And so in chapter 7, there are some questions again.
不过这，不过这个问题啊，是这个问题不是从第六章后面出来的，而是接着进一步的说明第六章第十四节。
Actually, this is an explanation, a further explanation of 6:14.
那保罗在这问了一个问题啊，就是一个。我刚才所说的明知故问 rhetoric question.
This is again a rhetorical question.
保罗说你应该知道了，不过我说你岂不知道吗？你岂不晓得？
And he says, you really should know, don't you know?
一个人死掉以后啊，他就脱离律法吗？
That a person when he's dead will now be loosed from the bind of law.
就好像啊，再过22分以后啊，
so after
22 minutes.
In 22 minutes.
我看你还在那里站着在这里。
Are you still standing there?
我说你为什么站在这里？
Why are you still standing there?
你岂不是12点钟那个餐厅就开了，你可以吃饭吗？
Don't you know that the dining room is open at 12?
你也知道，我也知道，对不对？
You know that, I know that.
其实我不必问了，不过我问的就是 rhetoric question， 问你说你岂不晓得你还站在这里不走？
So that's a rhetorical question. Why don't you go?
当然保罗很清楚知道这些人都知道啊。你死掉以后就脱离了律法。
And he knows that they know that when you die, you will be free from law.
他举一个例子说明，那个例子大家都晓得了。
And when he gave this example, they of course would.
他只用这个例子来提醒我们而已。
Just using that example to remind.
他就说，你看啊，一个女人嫁给一个丈夫以后啊，她的丈夫还活着的时候，她就不能够随便嫁给别人。
Is if a woman is married to a man, and then when her husband is alive, that she cannot be married to anyone else.
可是如果她的丈夫死掉了
，But if the husband dies,
她就脱离了这个丈夫的律法的管束。
She will be discharged from the law relating her to the husband.
所以她要跟别人结婚没问题。
And so she can marry anyone else.
这点上谁都晓得。
Everybody knows that.
所以保罗说，根据大家都晓得这个事实，第四节就是保罗要讲的结论。
So according to this, the fact that everyone knows, he now concludes.
我的弟兄们，这样说来，你们借着基督的身体，在律法上也是死了，叫你们归于别人，就是归于那从死里复活的，叫我们借国子给神。
Likewise, my brethren, you have died to the law through the body of Christ, so that you may belong to another, to him who has been raised from the dead, in order that we may bear fruit to God.
所以啊，这个第四节讲结论以后啊，从第五节跟第六节啊，保罗就跟你们讲到，好，这个结论有什么意义，有什么含义 ？Implication.
And then after the conclusion in verse 4, he then goes on to 5 and 6 and says, what are the implications of this conclusion?
那保罗所跟我们讲的这一个含义就是这些。
And so the implications are these.
他说律法是什么呢
？What is law?
律法是提供机会使我们的恶欲发作。
And that the law is an opportunity for sin to be stirred up manifest.
那这个恶欲发作以后，结果啊就产生罪，罪的结果是死亡。
And the evil that is stirred up results in sin, which then results in death.
因为这个是人的心理。
This is man's psychology.
我们晓得这件事。
We know that.
我讲一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
我每次休息的时候啊，我就把这个东西摆在这里。
When I go to rest, I put the things here.
从来没有人去偷看，只有他一个。
No one looks at it except the interpreter.
不，他要偷看是原因是有原因的，我知道，所以可以谅解啊。
You can forgive him for that.
不过我摆在这里啊，昨天我摆在这里，从来没有人偷看过。
I left it here, and yesterday no one looked at it.
我告诉各位啊。
I told everyone, if I tell everyone,
我等一下这一堂下课以后啊，我摆一些东西在这里，你们不要看啊。
But if at the end of the class I say, I put something here, but don't look at it.
你看，我既然讲说你不要看以后啊，你看，我等一下到外面去喝一些水进来，就有人在那里偷看，你看。
If I say that and I go out and I go and have a drink, someone will want to look at it.
对不对
？Isn't that correct?
对不对？你试试看，你在学校里面试试看。
You can be in the school and you try that.
你下课的时候，你把东西摆在那里啊，你一句话不讲，人家不理，人家不会看的。
If you leave something and you go out and you don't say anything, nobody takes any look at it.
不过你要出去以前留在那里，告诉学生，哎呀，我这有东西啊，你们不要偷看啊，我要出去，你回来看看，就有人偷看。
If before you leave, you declare that there's something there, don't look at it, and you walk out, somebody will look at it.
对不对？你们大家有那个经验，对不对？为什么？因为律法。提供机会使恶欲发作。
The law provides an opportunity for sin and evil to be stirred up.
你不要叫他不要的话，他就无所谓了，对不对
？If you don't tell them not to do it, it's all right.
我告诉各位啊，在餐厅里面啊，有一个东西你们不去看。
In the dining room, there's something there.
我如果我跟你讲，我不讲了，所以我讲清楚的话，你看要看的人特别多。其实那个东西放在那里，已经放在好几天，你们。看都不看的，摸都不摸。
There's something there that if I tell you about it, then you will go and look at it. If I don't say anything, nobody will look at it.
就是人的心理啊，所以律法会提供机会啊，使恶欲发作，产生罪，然后产生死亡。
And so the law allows the opportunity for sin to be stirred up, which results in the sin and death.
可是如果我们不在律法底下的话，这种机会就没有了。
If we're not under the law, then this opportunity is no longer there.
所以有一些儿童心理学家会告诉父母。
So then there are some child psychologists who will tell us.
说啊，你要教导你孩子的时候啊。
When you are teaching your children.
你应该强调积极的方面，你做什么，你做什么，你最好不要跟他讲消极方面，你不要做这个，你不要做这个，因为你叫他不要做这个，他偏偏去做。
So that when you teach your children, you should the more show them the right way to do it rather than keep saying negative things.
你不要跟他讲这个，不要做，不要做这个。你只说做这个东西，你给他讲消极方面的，哎，他就没有那个机会啊，发育说，我父亲叫我不要做这个，我偏偏做看看，试试看，他就不会这样。
And so if you teach him to do the right things and keep on emphasizing that and not the negative things, he won't have the opportunity to say,
so, yeah,
I want to do it because my father says no.
所以我们不在律法底下，就是会消失这个机会。
If we're no longer under the law, then it removes this opportunity.
同时还有一个，另外一个，我们在恩典底下，所谓恩典底下就是说，神的救恩已经显明出来了。在这种情况底下，我们还有一个更重要的，有圣灵的帮助。
Under grace, God's manifestation is complete, and then we have the Holy Spirit helping us.
如果我们有神的恩典的帮助的话，我们就更不会去犯罪。
If we have the Holy Spirit helping us, then it will help us not to commit sin.
那你看这样的话，你看那律法不是使我们有机会犯罪，那律法不是罪吗？
And so then some people say, well, doesn't that mean that the law is sin?
保罗知道你会问那个问题。
Paul knows that you would ask that question.
所以第七章第五节，保罗替你问。
And then so he asked that question itself in verse 7.
那保罗怎么回答呢？
And what does Paul respond himself?
等明天十点十五分才讲。
Tomorrow at 10:15, we can learn that.
但是十点十五分啊。
Something like that.
Okay. 我们很希望啊，很大的希望啊，尽我们本分，希望明天可以把剩下的第七章跟第八章讲完。
Well, really sincerely hope that we'll finish 7 and 8 tomorrow.
Do our best.
We'll do our best to do that.
原子吃中饭
好好试试看